Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
There are some events that are just too big for an announcement, right? Where a celebrity might go online and make an announcement, maybe a pivot in their career. And what they do is they will hold a press conference when the info is that important. So today, Amber told us that she had an announcement to make on The Burt Show. We thought it was too big for just an announcement. It was time for a press conference. So let's turn this studio into a press room right now. And question for you. Are we the press where we can ask questions after you make your press conference announcement?
I will allow that, but okay. Please save all questions till the end. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the press. Thank you for meeting with me on such short notice. With my charming flair, shockingly apparent immaturity, and mid-20s skin, many people would have convinced that I am fresh out of college. In fact, I am not. I'm going to make this brief because I know as people above 30, we only get about 5 hours of energy before we need to take a nap. But I learned a lot about my fellow members of the youth group this past weekend. But I also learned that even more about myself. And I regret to inform you, esteemed members of the People's Party Press Committee, that I can no longer hang. Look, I gave it my all this weekend. I went out with my 20-something friends. Stretched beforehand, hydrated like a champion, and even took ibuprofen. Took a lot of ibuprofen. Okay.
Next time, just say Tylenol.
Yeah. All right. But these kids are fueled.
These kids.
By bad decisions and vibes alone, and I need caffeine and vitamins to purely exist.
Thanks.
And I owe it all to you. To be honest, I wanted to win. I really did. But once the challenges started, I realized that they are in a league of their own. And I instinctively did water aerobics when we jumped into the green fountain. As we were busking, several Boy Scouts tried to help me across the road to earn a badge. I thought streaking was just the marks left over in your underwear after Taco Tuesday.
Hey, yo.
I thought I had it in me, but this weekend was truly an eye-opening experience for me. I will be taking my talents in a coaching role moving forward. And I am officially retiring from shenaniganing again. Okay. This is now the time for questions.
All right, question. So are you retiring from the youth group altogether, or is it just weekend shenanigans?
I think it's going to have to be for weekend shenanigans until my knees can learn how to work properly again.
They ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Question. So we saw the unfortunate video of you puking your guts out at the Airbnb. Is there anything you'd like to say about that?
Yes. Something that many people do not know, only Katie knows, is that when I drove down there, I accidentally forgot to pack my toothpaste. So I had to have that flavor in my mouth for quite some time until I can take care of that problem.
Thank God you didn't make out with any of the other members of the youth group.
It would have been hard for them, not for me.
Miss Jones over here,
You.
So you said yesterday on air that you were, quote, too drunk to engage in some of the 100-point activities. Mm-hmm. In hindsight, are there any activities that you think you left some action on the field? Any that, in hindsight, you think you could have participated in?
Actually, yes, Miss Murphy. Thank you so much for that. I do believe that the tattoo is something that I could have gone through, but it's probably a good thing that I did not, because I'm sure that my blood was extremely thin and that tattoo would not have done very well.
Miss Jones, over here.
Yes, Miss Young.
Will this affect your participation in the Personality Hires podcast moving forward?
Mm. Absolutely not. I will make sure that I am still a part of the Personality Hires. They need a black lesbian on board.
We do.
And looking back on the game tape, was it really your age that hurt you, or was it the amount of drinking you were doing?
I'm going to say it was my age, the amount of drinking, and just the fact that I'm just crazy. Mm. I lost my mind.
Over here.
Mr. Weiss?
Was there a specific moment where you knew, because you were excited going into the weekend, where you knew, I'm just not going to be able to hang?
At one point, I took a look in the mirror and I looked at myself and I said, something has changed within me. Something's not the same. I'm damn near 40. That's what the problem is.
How did the rest of the youth group take the news?
There were some tears. Mm, there were some hugs.
Sure.
And then Katie took me out for a beer, so it's all good.
Okay. Good.
All right. One last question, Miss Jones.
Miss Murphy.
Which retirement home will you be booking yourself into?
Shady Pines.
Dude, that's why you're no longer in the youth group, because that was a Golden Girls breakfast. That was a Golden Girls breakfast.
That'll get you out of there.
You might as well get that, all right?
All right, staying here for one second. I think that everybody has a moment just like this where you just realize, like, all right, I just can't do it as much anymore. I got two examples. One, I saw this great TikTok the other day that said, and it's a really attractive woman and she's out. And they also did a timestamp on it. And the voiceover was, show me somebody over the age of 40 that's out past 9 o'clock, and I'll show you somebody that had a nap today. That was the first one. And the second time, for this one for me, it was Vegas, because I used to go to Vegas all the time living out in San Diego. And at first, I think I've told you guys, the weeks in Vegas were literally 5 days long. We're partying!
What?
You know what? And we're up until 3, and we get up at 7, and we're in the pool by 9, and we're doing it all over. 5 days! And then you get a little bit older. I can hang with you guys for 4 days. And then it goes 3, and then it goes 2, and then you have a hangover when you fly over Vegas. Ugh. And then when anybody even says the word Vegas, you're like, have a good time. You guys had these?
I think I had a time when I, not only did I fall asleep at the bar, I knew it was bad when I didn't care. Like, when, because normally you were trying to fight it. Like, oh, I wouldn't sleep. They was like, are you asleep? I was like, knocked out, fam. I'm ready to go home, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm 27.
Yeah, you're good.
Mine was definitely, it didn't even involve drinking. It was at your holiday party when I realized I'm the old. You were getting ready to make a little speech to everyone, you know, just like a thank you for being here speech. And I like saunter up to Abby and Rebecca, all like, hey, feeling myself. Is this where we find out we get the jelly of the month club? And they just stared at me. And I was like, no, you don't get the reference. National Lampoon, he gets a jelly of the month club instead of a bonus check. And it
I'm
gutted
older than you
me.
And I didn't even get it.
What? Maybe I'm just weird.
So this happened this past weekend. So picture this. There we are in our neighborhood, and we have those like those folding chairs you take to like kids' sports games or whatever. Sure. Sitting in the driveway. We have like 6 kids running in the yard playing games. So it's me and 2 other neighbors, and we're sitting there, and then it's just chaos in the yard with kids. And across the street, we have 3 girls that rent out a house, and they had a giant inflatable diamond ring on the door because somebody was having a bachelorette party. So 8 women come out of the house, young women, and they're about to go out for a bachelorette party, and they're dressed to the nines. We got crop tops, we got short shorts, we got leopard pants. They looked amazing, right? And I'm sitting there looking, and I'm like reminiscing on my old days, and I'm like, oh, how great. And then there's one vehicle and somebody opens the hatchback and a girl crawls in the back to get into the back. They all eight of them pile into this one vehicle and drive off. And then they circle the block and come back because somebody forgot her ID and her purse. So they pull into the driveway, but there's a steep hill and there's too much weight. And so you hear the of the car as it goes up into the driveway.
I remember those
she
days.
Runs out, gets back in. They back out and they head out. And I was like, I'm good.
I remember those days.
They have the time of their life. I'm good. And then the next morning, I'm in their driveway again, sitting in that chair. It's like around 11:30 or noon. And those girls roll back up looking completely different.
And that's when you look like, I can't do this anymore. I've got so many of these. I forgot what I was invited to a couple of weeks ago. But like it started at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, who starts a party at 9?
I think losing my breath during the cha-cha slide at Bert's Big Adventure.
That's another good one. I've had to eliminate friends that I know are going to go out like on Saturday night, but you get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm going to rest on Friday, right? I'm going to hydrate on Saturday, and then I know I'm going to be hungover on Sunday and Monday, so it's not worth 4 days, man.
It's so funny that you said that because my best friend and I, Wes, we talked about this. He's like, don't go too hard on Friday. Day drink on Saturday. That way you're okay to drive back on Sunday. And I forget all that.
Planning your hangover is definitely an old move. For sure.
Or taking the Tylenol or putting it on the side table before you go out because you know you're going to need it when you get home is another one.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.